Harper One and Harper Audio present Daughter of Fortune by Isabel Allende, translated from the Spanish by Margaret Sayers Payden, performed by Blair Brown with a foreword read by the author.
Daughter of Fortune. When I came to San Francisco for the first time in 1987, I was amazed at this cosmopolitan and sophisticated city, founded less than a century and a half before by greedy men, preachers, bandits, runaways, and adventurers of all sorts who traveled from all over the world to the gold rush in the mid-19th century. The gold rush was an all-male event, a fantastic moment of testosterone, courage, ambition, and hallucination, perfect for a novel. History is always told by the winners, usually white males. The history of the gold rush was told by the whites who crossed the continent in 1849, the famous 49ers. The voices of Mexicans who owned the land until a month after the discovery of gold, Native American tribes who had always lived there, and the miners of color from South America and China who were the first ones to pan for gold have been ignored or silenced. These are the voices that interest me. Very few women went to California at the beginning of the gold rush, and most of those who did had to make a living in brothels. I decided to tell the adventure of Eliza Summers, a Chilean girl who traveled as a stowaway in the bowels of a cargo ship to California in search of her fiancé, who had left her to look for gold. I could not think of any other reason why a woman would go to the gold rush.